right, let's take a look at the markets and see what's happening today. And today is Wednesday, October 27th. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good, Marcus. Good morning.
Good morning. So, well, here we go. The S&P making new all-time highs again. The Dow making new all-time highs again. The Nasdaq getting there. And I mean, we know what's driving the markets right now, and it's definitely earnings, right?
All about earnings right now. All about earnings. And the markets are just plugging along, doing their thing, drifting higher. 30% of the S&P 500 have reported earnings, and 82% have topped earnings expectations. And traders seem to be liking it.
Yeah, 82% topping expectations. I mean, this is why no wonder that the market is making new all-time highs. So let's talk about some of the notable earnings. And I think the shocker yesterday was Robinhood. I mean, yeah. Robinhood, big miss on earnings. And this morning in pre-market trading, down 10%. So, I mean, let's talk about this here for a moment. So did you see the numbers?
Yeah, I mean, Hood getting smashed after big earnings miss. They reported a bigger quarterly loss than expected, also missed revenue estimates. They missed expectations by over $70 million. And this, a lot of this had to do with slowing retail trading, specifically tied to cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, I mean, let's take a look at this. So $365 million. In revenue, 200 and what was it? I took some notes. 267 million in transaction-based revenue. We'll talk about this in a moment. And out of this, 51 million were cryptos. This was like, where is the rest? Because in the quarter previously, it was 233 million in cryptos. So these were, what happened? Only 51 million here. Then it was 164 million in options. And we had what? Another, what was it? 50 million in stocks.
Equities, yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing. This is transaction-based revenue. Wait a minute, Mark. Isn't Robinhood free? I thought we don't pay any commission. So how can they have $267 million in transaction-based revenue if there are no commissions?
Surprise, surprise.
So this is this dreaded payment for order flow, right? I mean, this is where they're getting paid to route your orders to certain market makers here. And it's just something to consider. Because you're wondering, how do they make money? Well, now you know. So the other, 100 million approximately is probably on, where they're getting paid interest on assets that they have and maybe some other revenue. But yeah, a big chunk of the revenue from there. Anyhow, it's not looking good, especially the cryptos. I think they were banking big on cryptos and this has collapsed for them.
Which is interesting because if you look at like Bitcoin and you see the movements, I know it's the previous quarter, but it seemed like you would be having more transactions there. So it's a bit of a surprise.
And yeah, that's why. Think about it. I mean, we also now have Coinbase, right? And I mean, Coinbase also went public and look at that. So Coinbase, maybe they're taking away the crypto trading from Robinhood.
That's what I was going to say. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where those transactions are going and if it's Robinhood losing customers or if it's just less active traders.
No. They actually said that they lost customers. So they said, let me see.
Because I didn't read that, but that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah. Monthly active users fell to 18.9 million, down from 21.3 million. So less active users. Now, the interesting thing is, so the IPO, everybody always says, oh my gosh, I want to participate in an IPO because usually the first day is super exciting. So the first few days, super exciting at an IPO. And this is what we saw here in Robinhood, yippee-yay. And then it became a meme stock and then it was crashing down. And that's not unusual, Mark, right? I mean, this is what we see all the time.
All the time. It almost seems like an IPO these days anyway, drops 50% and then it takes off and starts doing well. So you have the initial hype. And I remember, back in the dot-com era, I mean, you could do no wrong with IPOs, but it really seems like more and more that initial hype, everybody, all the retail traders are getting excited and you have that quick run up and then it collapses. And we've seen the same thing with Robinhood here.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw the same with Coin. I mean, they're recovering right now, but they had a huge, big first day, and then they're dropping back. And if you look at some of the ones from previous year, Airbnb. I'm switching to a weekly chart here, but Airbnb, we also see from 140 to 220, and then dropping down. I mean, I think even Palantir. No, they actually did well, but I mean, often that's what we see, that we have this IPO and then boom, crashing back. That's great. Talking about crashing back down, DWACK. I mean, yesterday down 30%. So this is the new media company from Donald Trump with Trump Social. And I mean, initially they rallied and they were up, what, like 1,000% or something like this.
Crazy, yeah.
And now, I mean, crashing down from 175, where the high was, to 62, or yeah, 59 yesterday in pre-market. They're bouncing a little bit back, 62. But this is why it is so, I mean, important to trade what you see, not what you think. Don't buy into this hype. I mean, you saw it with Robinhood. You see it here with DWACK. You see it pretty much with every IPO, or even here, SPAC merger that we have. It just
Yeah,
crashed.
I was going to mention this. It's not an IPO, but it's the same concept. You have this craziness, and then people get excited. They think, "Oh my gosh, it's up 1,000%, and I need to jump aboard." And I mean, for me personally, I like to trade something that's more predictable, that's easier to take advantage of. To me, this is a mess. It's a mess, just not my style.
Talking about more predictable,
Yeah.
Google also reported earnings. Let's switch
Wow.
to a weekly chart and let's talk about being predictable. I mean, this year's a weekly chart of Google. I mean, holy cannoli, Google is up and away. And so yesterday they reported earnings. Did you see the numbers?
Yeah, so Alphabet, parent company of Google, earned $27.90, 99 cents per share. That beat the estimate of $23.48 a share. They also had better revenue than expected. It was the biggest growth, the biggest quarterly growth for Google and ad sales in 14 years.
So and that's interesting, right? Because we had the trend over the past week that, for example, let's go to Snapchat, where Snapchat said, "Yeah, well, we have problems with our ad revenue because of Apple. It's all Apple's fault." And I mean, Snapchat tumbled 20%. Facebook reported earnings on Monday, and very similar. They also said, "Yeah, you know what? With the all ad income, it's less." And this is why, they dubbed it Admageddon, right?
Yep.
What is going on? So Twitter, did Twitter already report earnings, or are they
They
today?
did. They actually did let yesterday, but it's interesting because they said they did not see a significant impact from the change in Apple's privacy policy. So
Right.
that's contrast to Facebook and Snap.
And neither did Google. So,
Yeah.
okay, because Google said, "Hey, our ad revenue is strong." So wait, it's the evil Apple that is just going against Facebook and Snapchat, and then they're pro
Pro Google and
Twitter
Twitter.
and Google. I mean, this just sounds like, okay, guys, what is it now? It kind of seems that for Facebook, it was kind of a welcomed excuse because they
Yeah.
have much bigger problems right now. I don't think that the
The
ad
red
revenue
herring.
is the big problem here.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, some
Well,
more
Microsoft.
earnings. Microsoft, and again, another poster child for consistency. I mean,
Yeah.
Microsoft reported earnings and they beat estimates. I mean, they're just marching higher like crazy.
Yeah, beating estimates by 20 cents a share. Revenue also higher than expected. They said they benefited from significant growth in its cloud computing business.
There you go. I mean, the shift to cloud computing paid out for Microsoft, definitely. Big time here. All right, Coca-Cola. Oh, They're not doing well. I mean, switching to a weekly chart, so they have been drifting lower. But it seems that, yeah, their earnings were pretty good.
They were, and it looks like they're up about 2.7% pre-market with a revenue beat and better than expected earnings per share. They also raised their full-year outlook, and they said that their revenue beat was helped out by reopening of theaters and restaurants. So getting all that soda water in the hands of customers through restaurants.
Plus, we should say that this episode is proudly sponsored by a disgusting beverage that you like to drink, which is the Coke and coffee. No, nobody's sponsoring it. As you know, we are not even running ads on this channel, but I know that you have discovered it a few months ago.
I'm embarrassed to even say that I drink this stuff from time to time. And, you know, I mentioned it to Marcus, and he's like, well, what does it taste like? It literally tastes like Coke and coffee, which I don't know if that sounds good or not, but it's a tasty little morning treat.
So Coca-Cola's revenue being helped by our own Mark Hodge. Let's talk about McDonald's here. So McDonald's, we're still on weekly charts. So McDonald's is also recovering from the pandemic. I mean, we had the pandemic drop, and then we know that they had to close restaurants, but they are recovering quite nicely, and they're up 2.5% this morning.
Yeah, they reported earnings that were 30 cents better than estimates. Revenue and comparable restaurant sales exceeded analyst forecasts, so that did better. Helped out by higher prices and new menu items.
Higher prices, there we go. I mean, inflation, we shall see. They have been able to pass it on. I mean, we talked about it. Tesla has been able to pass it on. Some other companies have been able to pass it on. But I do believe that some companies might struggle passing on these price increases and might see a revenue decrease.
Yeah, when you could tack on a little extra, you know, you have the higher prices, you tack on a little more, you make more, that works great. But when consumers aren't willing to pay those prices, you're going to struggle trying to make up for those extra costs.
Yeah. Anyhow, hey, one more thing. Did you see this? Kathy Wood loaded up on stocks ahead of their earnings, and she bought a ton of Robinhood, Twitter, Spotify, and Amazon. I think this morning, doesn't look too good for her. 210,000 shares, and Robinhood looks like it's opening 10% lower here this morning. Let's see what this does. Let's actually take a look at the ARK investment fund here really quick. This morning, barely budging, just down 0.07%. Not a whole lot going on.
Interesting. But those numbers could be a fraction of positions too.
I'm pretty sure. So if you look at the pre-market trading, so the mini S&P is pretty much unchanged. We are up 3 points. The NASDAQ is almost unchanged, up 23 points. The Dow is up 37 points. I mean, this is pretty much unchanged, diddling along and waiting for some impulses. So what we'll do right now is we will trade these markets, and we'll trade them live with you. But we have another live stream, so hop over to the other live stream, and this is where we get started and look at opportunities according to the PowerX strategy and the wheel strategy. So we'll see you over there.
Happy trading, everybody.